No one could have guessed how the pandemic would completely transform the podcasting industry. If you don't know, in 2018-19-ish, podcasting was somewhat leveling out. Listenership and podcast growth was not happening as fast as it had in previous years. However, with people returning to their homes and maybe gaining some time back from their commute and things like that, podcast listenership actually grew significantly. According to Nielsen data, the U.S. specific podcast listener base grew by 40% from the years 2019 to 2022. That is huge, my friends. In addition, I actually learned in this podcast episode that you're about to hear that private podcasting is so new that it really only started right before the most previous leap year that we've had. So it's a baby. It's about 4 to 5 years old. What's going to happen in the next 4 years with podcasting? Will we see significant growth? Will it level out? How will private podcasting play into the growth of podcasting overall? And how can podcasting fit into your business plan? We're going to talk about that today in this episode. I have invited Lindsay Padilla, who is the co-founder of Hello Audio, to join me again on this podcast to share her podcasting predictions. Yes, I totally put her on the spot because I wasn't quite sure myself what would happen in podcasting in the next 4 years. So stay tuned and listen, and make sure to come back the next 2 days when we are talking about email marketing specifically and all of the other important marketing things you need to know about before 2028 rolls around. Hey friends, welcome to the Talk Copy to Me podcast. Here, we empower small business owners to step into the spotlight with their marketing and messaging. I'm your host, Erin Olilla. Let's get started and talk copy. Okay, Lindsay, thank you so much for coming back on the show and joining me for this leap year episode about podcasting. Now, I have such a love-hate relationship with like prediction posts and people making predictions because they will be the first like content I will consume. That's like the BuzzFeed era of like, let's click this and find out what people think. However, I think they're the hardest things. Like, I don't even predict what underwear I'm going to be wearing tomorrow, never mind what I think is going to happen in marketing in 4 years. So my apologies for asking you this question, but thank you for joining me. So
you don't have to answer it. So that's why.
Yeah. I mean, like, you're here on this podcast and I'm really requiring you do this thing. So sorry. Seeing that we're in a leap year and it's, you know, something that only happens every 4 years, what is your predictions for the podcasting industry over the next 4 years?
Yeah, I think, you know, to build on, I think what has been a trend that is happening right now, you know, it always feels like trends are super current, but relatively over the last few years, I think as podcasting has gotten pretty niche, right? And so people are willing to put a podcast out there that maybe only has a pretty small targeted audience. So I want to pour fire on that and say that that is true. And I think that of all the outlets that people have, like video and then, you know, different various forms of social media and email and blogging, I think podcasting, it's like surprising that there's not as many active podcasts as there could be. And so what I'm hoping happens in the next 4 years is like people start to realize that connecting even with 20 or 30 people is completely worth it because those 20 or 30 people are into what you're doing because they're listening, right? And to recognize that the output for having a podcast is so much easier, I think, than getting ready, getting on video, being filmed and all of that. And so, you know, looking at that, I think it's going to be more, hopefully more podcasts. I would love them to be more like double or triple the amount that we currently have. And I'm saying active podcasts, not podcasts that get launched every year, but getting rid of that concept of like, you know, shows die after 7 days or 7 episodes, whatever that adage is. And so obviously as, you know, the CEO of a private podcast hosting company, you know, we think private podcasts could also be counted in that realm. And the idea that you're launching a podcast in a way that may not be completely public and trying to get as many listeners as possible, but you're really actually trying to focus on that intimacy and connection through your voice. And I think that that is only going to get stronger over the next 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously wasn't planning on answering this at all because I didn't know what you'd say, but I actually agree with both of those perfectly. I think when it comes to private podcasting, I think not that it's so new. I don't mean that to start like as a disclaimer, but it is still so new that I think that there's going to be so many more creative approaches to private podcasting. Definitely. I think that, you know, sure, there's a bunch of ways that people have used private podcasting in the past, you know, handful or in obviously more years. But I think that within the next 4 years, I'm really interested to see what happens with private podcasting specifically. And then as for the niche shows, I think that's a perfect answer because, you know, I remember reading some stat, and of course I don't, my ADHD brain doesn't have it handy, but they had kind of reviewed what the expectation was for the podcasting industry pre-pandemic. Like, not that it was like leveling out, but the growth was a slight bit slower, I think, in maybe, I'm making this up now, but maybe 2018, 2019. And then how vastly it grew through the pandemic, that it was kind of like surprising to the industry to be like, you know, actually people being at home, we weren't really sure this would work, but it did, it grew. So the idea that niche shows, what I love about them is that you can create a niche show and it could be a short podcast, right? Like, it doesn't have to be that weekly show. It could be something that maybe does span six episodes, but it's done so well that those niche listeners really get their fix. So yeah, that's it. I'm just really kind of talking over what you just said, but I love your answer.
Yeah. And I think too, like a way to think about it, and I'm hoping that this comes true in the next few years as well. At Hello Audio, we always looked at how a podcast app is like an inbox that people don't realize is an inbox. And so I think that that lines up, right? That idea that you have this communication channel that isn't being used maybe to its full capacity in a medium that actually people really enjoy. Yeah. And so I'm hoping that that recognition happens and it matches, you know, kind of what we expect. And to your point about private podcasting, I think, I don't know when it was like officially invented. We did not invent it. Yeah. But the first like public hosting podcasts, Libsyn, I think, was one of the earliest to have it, but you had to like email them and you had to be on some like enterprise plan or something like that. And this is in 2019.
Wow. So it isn't that new.
It is very new. And I think Transistor launched in October of 2019. And I remember that date because that was actually the same time I made my public post that we were going to build our own software, even with these companies starting to come on. And even over that next like year, it wasn't like everybody was jumping on the bandwagon. Now it's a little more common for most public podcast hosts to have private podcasting. It just depends on like how accessible it is in their plans and that kind of thing. But yeah, it's pretty new.
Oh yeah. I mean, you taught me something there, because as much as I had like verbally started to state that, I was like, well, no, maybe it is a lot longer than that. Like, I don't actually know when private podcasting became a thing. So thanks for teaching me that. All right. So looking ahead one more time for the next 4 years, what is something that you and your business is hoping for or will be working on that you'd like to see come to fruition in 4 years?
I'll answer both of those. So what we're hoping for is kind of like obviously that inbox, podcast apps recognized as an inbox. But I think more relatedly to like the beginning of Hello Audio is that in courses, having a private podcast feed is just expected. And if someone doesn't have that, it's like, what? That accessibility not being there. And so we're not quite there. We definitely have a ways to go. But the more people write in and tell me as a user of Hello Audio that they sign up for this product and it doesn't have it, and it's so frustrating. So I'm really hoping that people recognize how valuable it is to have content in audio form, even if the video is like super important. Having both is really important. And then like for us as a business, you know, Hello Audio, I think I'm starting to feel this like trend and feeling towards a little more long form content. And I think people are really starting to double down on emails. You're seeing the rise of newsletters. I think, you know, blogging, while we're not exactly sure what's going to happen with AI, some of those predictions out there, I'm not totally sure, but we're going to be blogging at Hello Audio and really focusing on SEO, just because, to your point, private podcasting is relatively new and there isn't really a true, you know, thought leader in the space. And so we want to start to own that. And, you know, potentially a YouTube channel in the future as well is on the docket. It's not in development right now, but like is something that we're looking at. So yeah, we're kind of looking at more long form content. And we launched our own public podcast about private podcasting this last October, and we're loving it. And so those are, you know, hour long episodes. And I like to associate that with being long form content. So we're really kind of, I don't know, going that direction, I guess.
Yeah, I love that. And my biggest hard eyes for everything in the marketing world has always been long form, like written content specifically. So I love to hear that you say that you're kind of take ownership of that blogging space, because you're right. There's very little written about private podcasts. There's some companies that are doing a great job currently starting to write about podcasting. But as someone who's well-versed in SEO, like I'm always looking at long form keywords and I'm like, what? Why is no one writing about this? What a missed opportunity.
Well, if you have any hits on that, let us know.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk after this. Yes, cool. And I'm going to be really excited to read those things. So thank you so much for joining us. Everyone, go listen to Hello Audio's new show. Still pretty new. So yeah, we're only a couple months in. Listen to the show and take notes and, you know, join Hello Audio and get your private podcast. So in 4 years from now, you can check in with both of us and
you be like, I was
you
early
were the impetus of this major life transformation. Thank you, Lindsay and Aaron. All right, Lindsay, thanks so much for joining me today. You have a great rest of your day and a wonderful next 4 years as well.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Talk Copy to Me. If you enjoyed spending your time with me today, I would be so honored if you could subscribe to the show and leave a review. Want to continue the conversation? Head on over to Instagram and follow me at Erin Olilla. Until next time, friends.